Module 24, Helping Others with Quantum Healing. We all have someone in our lives who we'd like to help, but quite often don't know how. Just how do you extend that help? People may resent the fact that you're trying to lend a hand, feeling embarrassed at the fact they need help in the first place. Of course, if it's someone who's ill, help is always welcome. But aside from that, think of the people in your life who would profit if you had a magic wand that you could wave over them and take away their pain. Oh, perhaps they're low achievers or seem accident prone, or maybe they're always in the wrong place at the wrong time, or dissatisfied with life, or generally just don't feel like life is treating them the way they should be treated. Well, to some extent, you can help them by utilizing the energies of quantum jumping. We find that this helps in your own growth as well. To help another person, especially anonymously, is the highest form of altruism and will support and enhance your own spiritual nature and bring about many good things to your true self. Occasionally, there may be someone that you'd like to connect with, but don't quite know how. Or there may be someone you know who is ill, who's sick, who you want to help, but don't quite know how. I should say that at this time, I'll be working on a new quantum jumping program to launch sometime in 2010. You'll be notified when it's available, but that program will be strictly for those of you who have gone through the QJ 1 and 2 material, as quantum jumping 3 will be a bit too much for anyone unfamiliar with the concepts. As example, I'm going to show you now how to utilize the quantum jump to help a person in need, and also to kind of peek into tomorrow. What I'm now working on is the psychic side of quantum jumping. After all, in an infinite universe, whatever can be imagined is somewhere. Should prove to be interesting. But let's get back to now. In the meanwhile, let's get back to helping others with a quantum jump. Let me tell you how Harriet Trejo did it. Harriet's dog, Wolfie, was ill. He was listless, wouldn't eat, and was seemingly just wasting away. She went into her meditation level and imagined herself at the hallway in front of the quantum door. She mentally formed the words, "I want to go to a parallel universe where the world's greatest veterinarian is curing my dog, Wolfie." The door opened, she stepped through and imagined herself with Wolfie and the vet alongside her treating Wolfie. He sprayed an elixir over Wolfie and he got up and ran off and ran around in circles. Wolfie did, not the vet. He was full of life. He came back to Harriet, who then imagined them both walking off and playing. She sustained the image for quite a while, she said, and when she came up out of her meditation, Wolfie licked her face and went to his bed to go to sleep. The next morning, it was his old self again, eating and barking to be let out into the backyard. Harriet told me it may have been a coincidence, but whatever it was, he was his old self again. Then she asked me a very pertinent question. Can I do that for a human also? Well, of course, that's what it was for. She just happened to use it for an animal. If it can be used for a human being, it certainly can be used for an animal. And because that's what you're going to do right now, use it for a human being. The next module is really just a practice module for helping and healing other people. I'll guide you through this one, but you can easily do this yourself. And of course, after you've become more familiar with the concept of quantum jumping into someone else's reality, then you'll be better equipped and more familiar with the true power of the quantum jump. The idea behind the healing jump is to go to a universe where the healers are so advanced, they just wave an energy rod over the problem area of the person and that's it. You may have your own ideas to the universe that you want to travel to, perhaps a different method of healing. For this practice run, we'll use the energy rod. When you step over the threshold of the quantum door, you'll find yourself in the operating room of a hospital of the future. There'll be a table there, On that table, you'll imagine the person you pick to be involved with the healing. Get a sense that you're watching. You're an observer only. But you can see the doctor looking over the person on the table, taking the energy rod and waving the energy rod over the body of the person being healed. After that, visualize the person getting up from the table, shaking the doctor's hand, and then shaking your hand and smiling. See the person walking briskly away. That's it. Simple, but effective. A quantum healing. Before you listen to the next module, please have someone in mind who you would like to help.